Hello. Welcome to the blog. This one is called Handling Difficult People. Handling difficult people skills is an important part of your leadership management skills. If you develop and refine your abilities to handle the difficult people that are at your place of work, then each month you will save yourself many hours of painful, fruitless effort. As a result, you will increase your productivity. But if you fail to successfully handle difficult people, then you will be forever doomed to struggle with them. The result will be that the difficult people will rob you of your productivity. So, please learn the following rules on how to handle the difficult people that are at your place of work. There are fundamentally four ways to handle difficult people. 1. According to the principles of reason. 2. According to how they make you feel, i.e. angry. 3. According to how they make you feel, i.e. upset, tearful. 4. Avoid the whole thing, because handling difficult people is too difficult. Can we agree that the only proper way forward is option number 1? When you are dealing with difficult people at work, 1. Don't lose your temper and say too much. 2. Don't go home and fret over the problem caused by the difficult person. 3. Don't bury your head in the sand and hope that, if you do nothing, the problem will go away. The proper way to handle difficult people is according to the principles of reason. But what does that mean? It means you must take the right steps, in the right order. What steps, in what order? Here are the notes. Step 1. Know your purpose. Know what you want from this conflict communication. When you are approaching the difficult person, reaffirm to yourself your purpose. In a work context, assuming the offense is not a criminal one, your purpose is to change their behavior. Your purpose is not to get emotional and blow off steam. Your purpose is not to find out why he acts the way he does, not to psychoanalyze his motives. Your purpose is not to put him in his place. Your purpose is not to exact revenge for what he has done. Your purpose is to change his, her, behavior. Step 2. Name the behavior that you do not want. Tell the person what he or she is doing wrong. Be objective, not subjective. Be specific, not vague. Tell him exactly what he has done wrong. Example: you didn't call me when you said you would. You left the door wide open all day. You were swearing in the reception of that company. Step 3. Tell them what would be right. Tell the person what would be right in this situation. Give them the way out of the conflict. Be objective. Be reasonable. Make an affirmative statement that tells him what you want him to do instead. Tag the statement directly onto the end of the statement you made at point 2. Leave no gaps between the two statements. Use the phrase instead of that, next time, would you please? Examples: you didn't call me when you said you would. Instead of that, next time, would you please call me and tell me that you are not going to make the appointment. You left the door wide open all day. Instead of that, next time, would you please, when you leave, ensure that you lock the door. You were swearing in the reception of that company. Instead of that, next time, would you please, make sure your language is polite when you are on work business. Step 4. Ask them to commit. Can they make the change from the wrong behavior to the right? Ask him to make the jump from the wrong box to the right box. Examples: you were swearing in the reception of that company, wrong box. Instead of that, next time, would you please, when you are on work business, make sure your language is polite at all times. Right box. Would you do that? If he says yes, then you say, thanks, I appreciate it. If he says no, or fails to commit, ask why not. Then the difficult person will start talking. He will give you his explanation why he cannot or will not comply with your request at step 4. At this point in the conversation, you must listen carefully and judge carefully. Decide whether what they are saying constitutes 1. A reason for not doing what you are asking, 2. Or merely an excuse for not doing what you are asking. Question: is there a difference between a reason and an excuse for not doing something? You bet there is a difference. A reason is true, logical, undeniable, and unavoidable. An excuse is none of these. I.e. an excuse is untrue, illogical, dishonest, or avoidable. You have to classify their answer into one of two categories. Either 1. The reason they cannot change, or 2. The excuse they use to avoid changing. Distinguish between reasons and excuses, and have a different policy for each. If the person is giving good reasons for not doing what you ask, then compromise, negotiate and find the middle ground. If the person is giving you only excuses for not doing what you ask, then don't compromise, and don't negotiate, and don't find the middle ground. Instead, use the magic phrase, "I understand blank, but the fact is wrong box," and go back to step 2. Repeat what he has done wrong, and repeat the request for an alternative action. The blank in the sentence above denotes whatever the difficult person said as his excuse. Example: you say, "You were swearing in the reception of that company." Instead of that, "Next time, would you please, when you are on work business, make sure your language is polite at all times? Would you do that?" He says, "I can't." You say, "Why can't you be polite?" He says, "Because I'm going through a lot of stress right now." You use the magic phrase, "I understand that you are going through a lot of stress right now, but the fact is you were swearing using the F word in the reception of our client within hearing of their receptionist. I need you to use only polite language when you are on calls. You understand that, don't you?" Repeat the wrong box / right box / commit to change sequence in the same order. You need to gain the reputation for responding positively to one of two things. 1. Commitments to improvements in performance. 2. Or damn good reasons why they can't. But you must not gain a reputation for dishing out concessions or compromising with those people who give you only their excuses. Step 5. Give plenty of praise and appreciation. Thank those who do commit to a change. Appreciation for good work is essential but often forgotten. Tell them immediately when they have got it right. Ask for more of the same. Always praise and appreciate good work, and you will encourage more of it. Thank you very much for listening. For more information about handling difficult people, visit the Corporate Coach Group website.